Press for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Press.
Seidensteiger has been by your side providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, schedule your winter service package to assure you will be ready when the season arrives. Schedule now online or in-store for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidensteiger location. Seidensteiger is your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Visit us online at Seidensteiger.com.
Free delivery offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Welcome to Marceline High School, and Happy New Year to all of you listening to us on Superstation Crest and online at CentralMoInfo.com. We're continuing pool play today at the Marceline Tournament with four exciting games, and we're glad you could be here with us. First up, it is the Milan Lady Cats, the 2 seed, taking on the 5th seeded South Shelby Lady Bird. We'll get to those pregame interviews in just a moment. I'm Scott Lumpy. Austin Ward is to my left. Austin, any specific game you're looking forward to tonight?
Really, I think just looking at all of them, and it's pool play. It's not a typical tournament bracket-style format we always see, so it's not necessarily a one-and-done, two-and-out, and there's a lot of opportunity to rebound if you have a bad game.
It'll be an interesting night. To put things simply, the two Milan teams are 1-0 in pool play. If both of them win, they're playing in the championship game tomorrow. Later tonight, we'll see both the Macon team. Same formula, essentially. They win, they're in the championship game. So we could potentially have a pair of Milan Macon championship game tomorrow night when things are transpired. We also have, coming up to later tonight, the Milan Wildcats taking on the Marceline Tigers. And then on the second girls game, it'll be the Macon Tigerettes taking on the Putnam County Lady Midgets, and then the round things out will be the Macon Boys taking on the Brookfield Bulldogs. Glad you'd be here with us this afternoon and into the evening on the Superstation. And coming up next, you'll hear from both the head coaches in our girls' game. First up, it will be South Shelby Lady Bird coach Luke O'Loughlin, followed by Milan Lady Cat coach Nathan Simler. You're listening to High School Basketball on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit. Visit smhmo.org.
Here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com, we're catching up with South Shelby Ladybird coach Luke O'Loughlin. All right, coach, entering 2019, what have you liked about the 2018 Ladybirds so far?
Well, you know, we kind of went through an up and down season. I guess that's what it's like when you're 5-5, and you know, we've improved in some areas, and we've lost, you know, three real close games. We got kind of beat up on a couple of games, but you know, we're hoping to improve on a couple of things to get on the other side of some of them close ones. I think we've lost three games by a combined 7 points, so trying to get on the right side of one of those.
Let's talk a little bit about the play of Diane Major, post player. You mentioned to me a while back she's one of the true centers you've had in quite some time. What's really stood out about her game over the past few?
Well, she just, you know, has kind of started to look for her own on offense, and, you know, that helps us out because in the past she's kind of been more of a defer post. She's looked to create, and she's a very good passer because that's kind of how she's played in the past. But, you know, now we need her to look to score a little more, and she's done a pretty good job of that. I think she's scoring in double figures in the last maybe three of the last four games, and you know, she's never been a big scorer for us, but that's something we need her to do right now to help our offense, and she's been doing a better job of that lately.
Let's talk a little bit about your opponent tonight. That would be the Milan Lady Cats. They are having a pretty good start to their season with already 7 wins. What stands out about them?
Yeah, you know, I know they got a freshman that's a very, very good player. You know, I didn't know anything about her, and this summer, before our girls knew the game started, I think she hit 5 threes over to Monroe Shootout, and, you know, found out pretty quick that she knew what basketball was and had been in the gym before. So, you know, she's a very good player, and I know they feed a lot off of her, and we've had a chance to see them a couple times, and you know, they have other girls work really hard, and you know, they like to run that three-quarter court press, and that's kind of what they do, and she creates a lot on offense. So you're gonna have to definitely be ready to play in an up-tempo game and slow down their, you know, their good freshmen, and to hopefully give yourself a chance.
Lady Birds coach Luke O'Loughlin joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight. We'll talk post-game.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
We will tip off Milan and South Shelby coming up next on Crest.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com, as we're getting ready for Marceline pool play action, it is the Milan Lady Cats taking on the South Shelby Lady Birds, and Nathan Simler is the head coach of the Milan Lady Cats. Coach, you guys are 7-4 coming into tonight's contest. What have you liked about the start of this Milan Lady Cat team?
I think this year we've been really good on being a team, pass the ball, running the floor, being on defense. I mean, we got some little spots to clean up still this year, but I think as the year goes on, they get stronger and stronger in all their roles.
You lost some key pieces, but you also gained some key pieces this past year. One of them is a freshman in Katie Pauley. She's averaging almost 30 points a game for you. How the heck is she doing it?
She plays basketball nonstop all the time. I mean, even when she's getting ready for games, she's out in her driveway shooting the basketball all the time, working on new things, studying the game. She's one of those players that every coach loves to have on their team because she has such a high IQ, and she has a pretty good size skill set with her body size and everything. So it makes a great sense of basketball being a freshman coming in with that IQ.
Again, Nathan Simler, the Milan Lady Cat coach, joining us here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. So you're in the second batch of pool play, and now you are going to be taking on the South Shelby Lady Birds. They were a district champion 1 year ago. What stands out about them?
Their coaching style. I mean, Coach O'Loughlin does a great job with those girls. Always has them ready to go. They got some size and they got some outside shooters. So, I mean, we're going to have to really work hard at getting on the boards and keeping them off the glass and then also closing out on their shooters.
And the big thing at Milan, and I know you sort of just mentioned this already, but what's the big thing Milan needs to do to go 8-4?
Big thing we've got to do every night, day in and day out, is we got to play hard defense. We got to make them play faster, make them play our style, and then also keep them off the glass.
Nathan Simler, Milan Lady Cat coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, appreciate you joining us, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
And coming up next, we'll catch up with South Shelby Ladybird coach Luke O'Loughlin. We're getting ready for Marceline Tournament Pool Play on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special designed shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special designed shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
We asked Gina Fox how she likes living at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
Well, I like my stay. Of course, I'm like everyone else. I'd like to be going home, but I'm not able to. I have no complaints. The nurses are all very kind and very helpful. The food has been good. You know, it's like at home. Some days are better than others, but I have no complaints on anything.
Salt River Community Care, where residents live life to the fullest. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
Do you and your friends like to try new places to eat? Then you'll want to add Loose Brick Bar and Grill in Chobina to your list of favorite places to dine. It's always a fun time at Loose Brick Bar and Grill, where you'll meet friends both old and new. Check out the new lunch specials Wednesday through Saturday. For instance, the Wednesday special is pan-fried chicken. Like Loose Brick Bar on Facebook for upcoming events. Loose Brick Bar and Grill in Chobina, the best music, the best drinks, now the best lunch, and always your favorite people.
Welcome back to Marceline High School. And before we get this contest underway, we have our national anthem, which is coming up right now on Station Crest and CentralMoFo.com. Thank you to down to Marceline Jim. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem. As you heard the trumpet in the background, as you're listening to KRES Overland online at CentralMoInfo.com. Let's thank some of our sponsors for making this finalist style Shelby broadcast possible. That would be Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Silver Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Live Care, Loose Brick Bar and Grill, all at Shelbina. Joyce's Embroidery at Clarence, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. Alumni Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, make them Marceline. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected to Milan C2 schools. Putnam County, St. Vega, Milan, and Unionville. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Meriton Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, making Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Science Sugar, your partner in growing a better tomorrow, and we'll nominate an outstanding player to game, as we always do after every high school game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Milan's the 2 seed in this pool. South Shelby Ladybirds are the 5. Milan in the home white uniforms with green numbers, black trim surrounding them, with a tint of gold on the green stripes. They're going right to left. They're starting 5 is Evelyn Castro, Tally Gray, Courtney McCullen, Katie Banner, and Katie Pauly. For South Shelby, they're in their away blue uniforms, red trim, or red numbers, white trim. And they are going left to right on the radio dial, and Milan wins the opening tip-off. Starting 5 for South Shelby, Meredith O'Neill, Marissa Rubinson, Mallory Wood, Katie Mitchell, and Diane May. After a miss by Marceline, it's South Shelby with the ball. This is Meredith O'Neill. She is guarded man-to-man on the left wing from Courtney McCullum. Now they'll come to the right side for senior Katie Mitchell. She made her varsity debut at this very tournament 1 year ago. We see an early early zone here now from the Milan Wildcat team. They'll come over to the left side for Wood, now near wing for Mitchell. Now we'll try over on the baseline for Rubison. Around up top, O'Neill tries to penetrate, can't do so. Rotates right, the right corner for Rubison. Plays catch with Mitchell. O'Neill inside for Mays in the high post. Pops up a 2 and it's a little too strong and it is Kelly Gray, the former Schuyler County lady, ran up to the right wing trying to draw a block. Cannot do so. Diane May gets back and draws the charge. That'll be her first foul. On the inbound, they will give it to Meredith O'Neill. She'll take it across the timeline up to the left side. Now cuts inside. Now over to Mitchell. Back on the right corner, this is Rupson. Now they come back up here for O'Neill. Tack, high post two. Doesn't go. Mays right under the bucket. That is the ball. Miley gets the rebound. That is Katie Banner. Banner pulls up. And her shot is to the left, and it's rebounded by Wood. Kind of filled out process here so far, Austin.
And it doesn't really, it looks like both teams kind of like that filled out a little bit hesitant to really let things go. But, yeah, I'm sure we'll see it open up as we get
right on cue. Driving on the right side is, or trying to at least, was Tally Gray, and she takes her second consecutive charge, so her younger sister, Jordan Gray, is going to check in her place. And she's actually going down to the locker room. She might have gotten cut on the drive from the right block. So hopefully she's all right. Here is Katie Mitchell. Back around on top to O'Neill, now left side for Rubison. Rubison darts one over to Mays, wasn't anticipating the pass, and it was last touched by the Lady Cats, so sounds like he gets it back. No score yet in this game. Right side, Mitchell. Corner three is a little too strong, and Mays gets the rebound, tries to get a shot, and Jordan Gray gets the block. Up to the right wing, this is Courtney McCollum, the point guard for the Wildcats. Takes down to the baseline, guard by Mays, fadeaway jumper, and drops in. Nice move there by the junior Banner.
It was a good move. It was good defense by South Shelby, too. South Shelby has defended really well in the post early on in this game.
Now on to the left side. Here's Rubison. South Shelby dominating the possession so far in this game. O'Neill over to the right side to Mitchell. Now right corner for Mays. Ball about the corner. Doesn't take it. Now they'll try left side for Rubison, the freshman. Faces a double team, rolls one over to Mays, now kick one back out to O'Neill. She has space from the high post, now right side, Mallory Wood over the bucket, and into the hands of the freshman, Katie Pauley, who's averaging about 30 points a game. Not bad for a freshman. Kick out, right side, Banner tries to pop home a two, can't do so. Mitchell on the board. She takes it up to the right side for the Ladybirds. Now over to O'Neill, inside Mays from the right block, banks it off, whirls out. And in the hands of the Wildcats, here is Pauley. From the top, he goes coast to coast. Her underhander won't fall. Gray the board. And now it's a loose scrum. Kicking out Pauley. Left side, three on line and in. She has all five of Milan's points. One of the things Luke O'Loughlin mentioned was getting off to a better start with this Lady Bird team. Be a little quicker and not necessarily be sleepwalking, is the polite way he put it. And right now we have a turnover. Pauley, the one for the Lady Cats, takes the right side, and the quick Euro step, shot off to the left. And it's rebounded by Rubinson, and she tiptoes that baseline and drops it off with the point guard, O'Neill. The verbal screen, they'll come around up top to Rubinson. Has space on the right, she wants, now goes back to the left. O'Neill, back up top here, Rubinson. Over to the corner for Mitchell. Has some looks onto the left. Now goes over to Mitchell on the right side. Back up top to O'Neill. Zone shown by the Lady Cat. The 1-2-2. Right side. Mitchell has space to take a shot. Mays wide open under the bucket. Takes it and she just missed. She wanted it and she got it. Did everything but finish.
Yeah, it's one of your style show. You really want to make that one. It's a pretty easy look under the basket.
Now under the bucket is Jordan Gray. Gets her own rebound, and now it's out by Meredith O'Neill, and we're going to get a 30-second timeout called by Luke O'Loughlin and the South Shelby Ladybirds. 5-0. Milan Wildcats lead on Superstation Press and ControlMoInfo.com. South Shelby doing a lot of good ball movement here so far in this game, Austin. They're just not executing on the shot.
good ball movement. The only thing is they're kind of lacking in off the ball. They are doing well in getting the ball to different players, but when a certain player doesn't have the ball, they've got to do more than they're doing right now if they want to erase this early deficit.
5-0, Milan with the lead. 3:17 to go here in the opening quarter. Again, if Milan wins, then we will have them in the championship game. If they were to proceed to lose, then we got a three-way tie in the pool play of 1-1-1, and we're going to have to dissect who gets to go where. If I had to guess, my first guess would be margin of victory, but I could be wrong there. We'll get an answer by the end of the night for sure, if that were to happen. Here's a trap here by the Lady Birds. They'll come over to the left corner. This is Meredith O'Neill trying to get through the double team. Does, and now Milan draws a steal. Courtesy of Katie Pauly. She takes it from the high post. Working on Kelly Rodemeyer, who just checked into the game for the Lady Birds. Now inside to Jordan Gray, and she gets into a scrum with Mitchell right under the bucket, and they both fall, and a result in a jump belonging to Cal Shelby. So Mitchell will take it and bounce it to O'Neill. 2:37 to go here in the opening quarter. 5-0 Milan with the lead. She'll come across to Marceline Loibet center court, right side here to Mitchell. Now into the right corner for Rodemeyer. Inside for Amber Durbin, who's also in. And another shuffle ball drawn. Milan gets it this time. As it's Jordan Gray and Katie Pauly causes harassment. Pauly will inbound it here to Evelyn Castro. She's one of the two returning starters on this Milan Lady Cat team. She takes it from the right side, guarded by O'Neill. Sal Shelby goes man-to-man. Now back around to Pauly at the top. Tries to take it to the right elbow. Now inside, kicked out over to McCollum. McCollum leaks one over to Castro right side. Her three doesn't connect, and it will ricochet into the Sal Shelby bench. She's on the far left side of this Milan Gymnasium, or Marceline Gymnasium, I beg your pardon. And with that, there'll be Milan ball right in front of that bench with 2 minutes to go in the first. Here's Mallory Wood. Now over to Pauly. Pauly trying to find Castro on the right side. Can get it to her if she wants, doesn't. Now she'll just take it her own. Spin move from the high post, right block shot. Let's go right under the bucket. It's Jordan Gray. And she knocks home the two. Now O'Neill, and being a little too close to comfort, was McCollum gets away with the foul. On to the right side, it's Rodemeyer. Forces one inside. Trying to feed one on the left side. They do. O'Neill, left side, three. Cannot hit. Offensive board. Rodemeyer gets it. And now they try to feed it over onto the inside. Jump ball is called. And this will belong to the Lady Birds as they were trying to find Amber Durbin. And she now takes a seat, Mays back in. On to the right side, Mitchell, catch and release, set play on the three, rattles out, and it's an offensive rebound for the Lady Birds. Minute to go here in the quarter, 7-0. Sal Shelby looking for their first points in the game, and they force one to Mays, turned over by Jordan Gray. Now here is Katie Pauly, top of the key, and her three rattles out, and trying to get the put back was Banner, now ball either. Emma Dobin up to the right side. Feeds one in. Mays. Now to O'Neill. Five-footer. Banks it off the window and in. First point for the Lady Bird. 37 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here is Pauly. Now on to trying to look like they're a little decisiveness as they try to get a Jordan Gray. O'Neill to steal. On to the left baseline. This is Castro. Back around up the top here to Katie Mitchell. Does the Lady Birds hold for the final shot? Milan gets the arrow to start the second quarter. O'Neill attacks. She got tripped up on the way up, and that will be a foul called on Ricky McCollum, the junior.
I think so far what we've seen this quarter is Milan's definitely looks like the better team, but South Shelby is still only down 5 with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Not too bad, if you ask me. 10 seconds to go, and now falling to the floor. This is Egan, and with 3 seconds to go, Jordan Gray gets the rebound. 1 second, 2 for Eber. Pauly could not get it off in time.
7-2, the Milan Lady Cats with the lead after one quarter of play on Superstation Crest in CentralMonaco.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
It'll be Jordan Gray that inbounds it, just 5 feet in front of Austin Ward as the travel is called as they get it on the freshman, Katie Pauly. 2 seconds gets run off, and now Mallory Wood will inbound it right in front of me as we're about four rows up from center court. Val Shelby gets it. Here is Mallory Wood. Kick one out on the left side. The two is no good for Melina Egan, and Val Shelby gets it back. Here's Mays. Back to the right side. Rodemeyer, her two. Strong. Another rebound for Mallory Wood. If there's a bright spot, as the double dribble is called by Val Shelby, there's a bright spot for the Ladybirds. Is they're definitely out-rebounding the Wildcats.
Yeah, for sure, and they've showed good effort. They've taken good shots. It just hasn't fallen in. And certainly they're going to want to get off to a better start in this half with 2 points in the first quarter.
And they generated a turnover right on cue as the Finabunasi was the one that passed it. Now they try to feed one over the top. A little too high for 5-5 Melina Egan, and Milan will take the transition. Katie Pauly, NBA 3. Don't see her. Or don't see that shot often. And easy rebound for the Ladybirds as it is Egan, the freshman, that will take it. Now to the right side for Wood. Pass on the right corner for Mays. Back out top. Wood trying to hit the three off the front, and it'll be Nazi that gets the rebound. Over to Pauly. Takes it across the timeline. Comes across the court in the process. Trying to find Castro. Comes around to the left elbow. Now she'll take it to the top. Plays Castro, reset the offense, trying to get a screen through Gray. Now tosses one left side of McCollum inside. Bruce Bell, Shelby, defense, nobody there. Easy turnover for Mays. Egan will now take it. Has space on the right side. Takes it down to the baseline. From there, rolls one over to Mays outside. Now back around to the top of the key. A three for Wood, and offline to the right. Castro the rebound.
Another example of a good shot by South Shelby. It's just they're not falling so far tonight.
So Pauly will take it from the top of the key. Trying to get another screen through Jordan Gray. Pivots to the right side, banks off the window, and off the right side, Castro gets back. Now right side Pauly, just inside the arc, a long two, in and out. A lot of long shots, and it is another rebound for the Lady Birds. Wood forces one, dove in, and Milan gets another turnover. Left side, Pauly, one on two. Pauly to the rim, and a little off the window. Right side, Mays, wide open. On the right side, sets up the South Shelby offense. 5:30 to go here in the second. Mays off the pass from Wood. Now feeds one over to Rodemeyer. Tipped out by Nasty. And it will be Lady Bird ball. Pair of subs coming in on the Lady Bird side. And one for the Lady Cat. That'll be Meredith O'Neill and Katie Mitchell in. Castro checks out as it is Callie Gray who checks back in. Here's O'Neill. Over on the right side for Mitchell. And now they try to feed one on to the right side, tipped out in the third row of the bleachers. Labor's inbound. O'Neill. To the right side, Rubinson. Now Wood takes it
him out.
Gets the two. 7-4 in favor of the Lady Cats. Pauly, right side to Sally. Now trying to feed it up to Jordan and going to get her. Here's Pauly trying to get a screen through Jordan. Now feeds her off, feeds the ball to her off the screen, and the ball drawn between her and Diane Mays, and this will belong to the Lady Birds.
It feels like the first team that kind of gets a consistent run going might win the game, because both teams thus far really just haven't found any kind of consistency.
Seems to force shots as well. That a lot of shots are on the outside where a three is open, and finally someone hits one. Katie Mitchell ties it up at 7-8. Pauly has the three, and Mitchell has the three. So lucky seventh, and now Shelby draws the turnover as Wood batted it out of the hand. Now to O'Neill, takes the hoop from the right baseline, and the Lady Birds have their first lead of the night. Now Pauly tries to answer. First shot off the rim to the right, and a little bit of pinballing on Mallory Wood as there are two Lady Cats in, and they're going to grab Jordan Gray on the push.
I think it's especially important for South Shelby to take advantage of this, because Pauly's definitely in kind of a cold spell right now, and she's not going to stay like that all game. So while she is here, you got to take advantage of it.
Here's Wood from the high post. Faces a double team, but it does not matter. Pulls up from the charity stripe and knocks it down. So after, you alluded to it, Austin, after a 7-0 run by the Lady Cats, it's an 11-0 run by South Shelby. Here is Gray and a full timeout called by Nathan Simler and the Milan Lady Cats. We'll do it as well. 3:19 to go here in the half on CrestCentralMoinsInfo.com. South Shelby leads Milan 11-7.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
We asked Gina Fox how she stays active at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
You can always get in with a card game here. Mainly pitch is what they all like to play. They keep us busy. We have exercise class, and I try to go to that. Then they take us out for lunch some days, and I have no problem with filling my day.
Salt River Community Care in Shelbina is where residents live life to the fullest. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
Out of the full timeout, Nathan Simler wanted to talk things over with his Lady Cat team as they trail 11-7. So try on the left side, and a three knocked home by Tally Gray. And that sits down to one. What does Milan do? They show a partial press, and O'Neill trying to fall and get things settled, and now a travel called on the Lady Bird. Milan gets it back. So Tally inbounds it to her younger sister, Jordan. Now gets the ball screen. Jordan up to the right side. He's up a two, and Milan back up front. On to the right side, it's O'Neill. Now over to May. Down to the right corner, this is Rubison. Now to Wood for the double team. Our shot is blocked by Jordan. And out. So Ladybirds get it back. It'll be Mallory Wood who will take it for the Ladybirds. Get right of the Milan bucket. They come to the right, or the left corner, I should say, and left it out by Sally Gray. They're trying to get it to Katie Mitchell. We'll try that again. Wood. to the top for O'Neill. Rotates it to Rubenstein on the right side, over in the corner. Mitchell for a three, in and out. Offensive rebound, Wood. Turnaround, two.
South Kelby's definitely doing a really good job of getting the offensive rebound, setting themselves up for more opportunities.
They're back up front, 13-12 off that bucket from Wood. Now it is Jordan Gray, and Mays won't get it after she fell to the ground. O'Neill slows the tempo down for the Lady Birds. Comes near wing for Mitchell, now to Mays. Mays over to the left side. Wood from the high post. Two, no go. And it's Pauly on the board. 97 seconds to go here in the half. Pauly goes to coast. Her underhander is to the right, and it's rebounded by Rubenstein. Back to O'Neill, near wing for Mitchell. Trying to get it across the timeline, does. Gives a trap, now over to Mays. Back to top, O'Neill. How about a three? Yes, ma'am! 16-12, Lady Bird to the lead. Minute 10 to go in the half. Trying to answer, Sally Gray, long two from the right side. She hits. She has five for the Milan Lady Cats. 1 minute to go in the half. Our first turnover, Nazi gets it. Now to Jordan. Drops it off to Pauly, slows things down. Now to Jordan. Pulls up for two, high to the left. It'll be O'Neill to take it for South Shelton. To the near side. This is Mitchell. Now on to the right side of the paint. Mays. Kick out. Left side, three, O'Neill, back to back. Back and forth we go, 19-14. Lady Bird took the lead, 24 seconds. Pauly, for the Lady Cats. She'll try a shallow three and response. What an answer. 13 seconds. One possession game, South Shelby on top. They have the ball. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Mitchell. Stolen away by Pauly to tie it up. And gets the layup. 19 apiece as the half comes to a close. Tough break there here to Lady Bird.
It is, but a really impressive ending performance from Pauly. He's been pretty cold all night long, and then she gets 5 points in about 30 seconds. Now things back up.
10 of the 19 points for Katie Pauly. Meanwhile, for the Lady Birds, Meredith O'Neill had 8 of the 19. We're all squared, 19 apiece after one half of play. In Milan in South Shelby, girls' pool play continuing tonight on CrestonCentralMoInfo.com.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Heinz Body Shop in Shelbana. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology and our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Heinz Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Heinz Body Shop in Shelbana. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper. Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
You can save when you insure both your home and auto with Shelter. Call agent Harley Kropp for details.
Glenn Wallace lives at Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. We asked Glenn what type of relationship exists between the staff, management, and residents.
Everybody gets along. Management, staff, residents, it's all interconnected. We've had several new residents come in the last 2 or 3 months, and they've all been nice. I've got to know some of them pretty well just in that short time.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. It's an option to assisted living facility, and it's also the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
at half here of pool play between the Milan Lady Cats and the South Shelby Lady Birds, and we're knotted up 19-8. Scott Lindsay here alongside with Austin Ward. All right, what really stood out about that first half there?
I think it was impressive how almost right when I mentioned it of both teams kind of quiet throughout the night. They put some things together, and both teams really opened up offensively, and I think you'll see that as we move into the second half. They've seen what will work, and they'll try to use that to their advantage.
Let's take a look at some of the first half numbers. Katie Pauley leading the Lady Cats with a total of 10 points, game-high 10 points, as a matter of fact. Sally Gray with 5, Jordan Gray with 4 for the Milan Lady Cats, and that compiles to 19 points. Meanwhile, for South Shelby, they have 8 points for Meredith O'Neill. A little bit more of a balanced effort with Mallory Wood with 6 and Katie Mitchell with a total of 5 points. And that's how you get 19 points. All right, Austin, let's talk a little bit about some of the other games later today. We'll talk about the Milan Marceline boys here in just a second. But what excites you about your two games you have later tonight?
I think with both of these Macon teams, they've had very mixed seasons. Both of them started off well. The Macon boys started out 2-0. The Macon girls started out 4-0. Then they kind of went into a little bit of a dry spell, had a little bit of a losing streak, and now both of them come into this tournament winning 2 of their last 3. So you really don't know what team to expect when Macon comes in. And then they've got intriguing matchups, the Macon girls with the Putnam County girls and the Macon boys with Brookfield. And Brookfield, you know, Brookfield's coming into this game with a record of 2-7, but they've got a 1-point loss, a 4-point loss, a 2-point loss. So they're not very far away from being an above 500 team.
Should be a fun one. And then as for our next game, which I'll have that, it's a battle of undefeated versus winless. Milan Wildcats are ranked number 2 in class number 2, according to the coaches' poll, 11-0 on the season. Idea probably favorites to potentially go back-to-back in this Marceline Tournament Championship. And they return a lot of starters from that quarterfinal run just 1 year ago, including both Dabneys, Ryan and Dominic. Ryan averaging about 16 points a game, and you got Dominic, now a starter who came off the bench just 1 year ago. He's averaging about 10 points, and they're about as big and athletic as you will see in a Big K country. Meanwhile, the Marceline Tigers are still in a little bit of a growing phase. They got a first-year coach in Jordan Alber, and they have a lot of new faces, and it's been a little bit of a tough go, but Desmond Fessler is their leading scorer with about 12 points per game. So we're looking forward to all those games a little later on tonight, and we will have your second half coming up here in just a couple of moments. As you're listening to high school basketball on Superstation Crest and online at CentralMoInfo.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you.
Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Harley Crop in Shelbina.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
When you move into an assisted living facility, you expect professional care. You also expect a timely response to your call light when you need assistance. At Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, your care is our priority, and regarding to call light responses, we have a 9-second average response time. This is Paula Lowe. When the time is right, I invite you to visit Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. It's an Option 2 assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. ViewShelbinaVilla.com.
Final warm-ups for the second half are just wrapping up on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lantier, Austin Ward, will also be alongside as well. Throughout the evening, he'll have your final two games later on tonight. 19 apiece between the Milan Lady Cats and the South Shelby Ladybirds, as we are working on identifying the tiebreaker in this. I think Austin now has the verdict. So what's the verdict if we have a three-way tie?
If we have a three-way tie, first it goes plus a point differential from 15, so plus or minus 15. If that's the same, if you look at points allowed, and if somehow that's all the same, then it's points scored.
Well, there we go. There's the verdict. So we'll have to do some math a little later on if that happens to be the case. From the right side, a three as Milan is going left to right for the second half on your radio dial by Evelyn Castro will go out, and so it'll be the Ladybirds with the ball. They're in the home white uniforms, being the higher C with the green numbers and black trim. Now Shelby in their away blue uniforms, being the 5 C with the red numbers, white trim. They will go right to left on the radio dial for the second half. Here's Katie Mitchell from the right wing. Now comes back around up top to O'Neill. O'Neill trying to force one in for Wood. Stolen away there by Sally Gray. Trying to go all the way. Get transition bucket. Does not hit. How many shots falling in on both sides? Now on the left side, here is Marissa Rupson. Back around up top here to Katie Mitchell. Now to the right side for O'Neill. O'Neill looks at her options and comes back to the left. Here's Mitchell off to the left corner. Rubison now back to Mitchell. Now left side, Rubison does a big shot, kick out. Here's a three. Mitchell knocks it down. And nothing but net, and Sal Shelby takes a 22-19 lead. So Tally Gray will take it for the Lady Cats. Now to Castro on the right side, trying to get a ball screen through Tally. Can't do so. Now they'll come around to McCollum. Courtney McCollum trying to get a screen up for herself. Now on to the left side. This is Banner. Now a two, and won't fall for Katie Pollock. Rebound by the Ladybirds. It's O'Neill now over to Mitchell. Right side for Mace. Now wide open left side. Rupson doesn't take the shot. She was wide open. Kick out. Mitchell wants the top of the key. Can't get the shot off. Now inside. Wood. Mace. Back out. O'Neill. Three. Good.
Meredith O'Neill was vital at the end of that first half, and she still hasn't cooled down a bit here in the second half. And she'll be important if South Shelby wins this game.
6-0 run for the Ladybirds. Open up the third, and a shot on the right side by the Lady Cats is too strong and out.
So from the high post, O'Neill and Castro battle for it. Results in a jump ball, and it will belong back to the Lady Birds. Wood to the right of the Milan bucket. Comes around up top here to O'Neill. Closes things down for the Lady Birds. Forces one in for Wood off her hands and into the hands of Pollock. She takes it up the air side for the Lady Cats. Drops one off right side. McCollum gets the two. Her first points of the evening. 25-21, South Shelby with the lead. Left side. This is Mitchell. To the inside, they try to feed it to Mays. Can't do so. Pauly gets back for the Lady Cats. Takes the top. Pulls up three. Too shy. Freshman trying to go for the three ball a lot. And now we'll get a 30-second timeout by Luke O'Loughlin and the Lady Birds to talk about the next offensive possession with 4:49 to go in the third quarter. You're doing
do
the math
and your
there.
Friends like to try new places to eat? Then you'll want to add Loose Brick Bar and Grill in Shelbina to your list of favorite places to dine. It's always a fun time at Loose Brick Bar and Grill, where you'll meet friends both old and new. Check out the new lunch specials Wednesday through Saturday. For instance, the Wednesday special is pan-fried chicken. Like Loose Brick Bar on Facebook for upcoming events. Loose Brick Bar and Grill in Shelbina, the best music, the best drinks, now the best lunch, and always your favorite people.
Out of the timeout, Meredith O'Neill will take for the Labors inside the Mallory Wood. Her shot blocked by Pauly, but turned over by Veronica Meyer. And South Shelby gets fresh life on this offensive possession. Here's O'Neill from the right elbow, and a double dribble called. You got a little careless coming over the right side. So did you do the math?
Yeah, so coming into this, South Shelby has a point differential of minus nine. So unless they were to go on a crazy run to win this game, they're likely out. However, Marceline has a higher plus minus than Milan. So if South Shelby wins this game, it should be Marceline that goes for first place.
Interesting. Certainly good to know. So we'll keep an eye on that through the duration of the second half. Marceline lost to Milan in the pool play game on Wednesday. And then they beat South Shelby yesterday. Here is Mitchell for the Lady Birds, guarded by Castro. Now the left side for Rademeyer. Back to the right side, O'Neill. Takes it to the right side. Now the baseline Mays for two. Takes three hops and rolls in. That's Diane Mays' first point. And that's a player Luke O'Loughlin is really hoping steps up on the scoring side is Diane Mays. Seeing a lot of times where she's passing it off from the inside and wants her to be a hair more selfish. Foul called as Evelyn Castro is going to the line and they're going to get this one on Katie Mitchell. First foul, and actually that is the first foul for the entire game for the South Shelby Ladybirds. They were foul-free in that first half. Castro hits the first of her two free throws. Also first free throws of the game. Castro is, again, one of the returning starters for the Lady Cats, and she'll hit the second, and she'll check out as Jordan Gray comes in her place. Last time these two teams met was in this very same Marceline tournament. It was 2 years ago when South Shelby won that game 50-24. Looking to add another against the Lady Cats. Up at the top, it's O'Neill for South Shelby. Comes back to the right side for Mitchell. Wants to find Mays on the right corner, instead goes back up top to O'Neill. Now they'll try left side for Rademeyer. Rademeyer inside. The two Wood is partially blocked away by Jordan Gray. Now the tally.
The Braves come across the sideline, and she'll go all the way, and that doesn't go. Offensive rebound. It is Jordan that takes it. Now Courtney McCollum trying to get one back over to Jordan. Goes off her chance, and now it's just a scrum for it, and they finally say it will remain with Milan as it goes out of bounds. And on the left corner, on a reach, they'll get a Rademeyer save bit over to Pauly on the left side. McCollum will inbound it. Scratch that. She'll actually is the receiver of the inbound, as Banner actually was the one to inbound it, and McCollum gets two out of bat. So now it's O'Neal for the Lady Birds to the right side for Mace. Across the court, now back near wing. O'Neal bounce pass over to Rademeyer on the baseline. Fields to double team, forces one to Mays, and getting hands in there was Jordan Gray on the ball. Ends up in the jump. Or no, they actually call it a foul. Originally it was called a jump, but now they say it was a foul on Jordan Gray, and that is her second. At the top of the key, it's O'Neal. Now left side, Rademeyer has two Lady Cats on her. Bounce pass, now back out over to Mitchell. Katie Mitchell now to Mays, forces the pass, somehow gets it back over to Mitchell. Now over to O'Neal. Now back to Mitchell from the left elbow just outside the arc. Has the three ball she wants. Instead goes back to O'Neal, plays catch. Now to Rademeyer, left corner, inside. Mays down on the post and draws the foul. She'll go to the line, and the foul should be crowd down on their feet, hoping they could get the at one. So Mays will shoot two, and Jordan Gray picks up her third. Mays is a 71% free throw shooter and takes it to the right. Second one coming for the senior May. Sends it and receives it. 3 points for Mays here in this second half, 28-25. South Shelby the lead. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here's Pauly. Now to Jordan Gray. Trying to get a screen for Tally. Now they'll come left side here for McCollum. Now to Jordan, right corner. McCollum releases the three for the tie. Doesn't go. Let's try again on the left side. And Tally gets off the front. Offensive board, it is Katie Pauly, and she got bumped off the rebound, and that'll be the second foul of the half for the Lady Birds, and it is on Katie Mitchell. That is her second. Sole on possession game. Foul Shelby with the lead, 28-25. They'll take it to the top. Courtney McCollum, right side for Gray. That being Jordan Gray. Now to McCollum, trying to find Sally, can't do so. Now trying to roll one to her, can't do it. Milan gets away with the 3 seconds. Or a boy today, should say. Now here's McCollum, 50 seconds to go. Now bounce it left side. Jordan, the block, and she'll go to the line for two as she got half. And that's going to be a blocking foul on Diane Mays. Two shots. Jordan Gray. So her and her sister both played at Schuyler County 1 year ago. Their mother actually works in the Milan School District. She's been in that district for a couple years, and according to Coach Nathan Simler, simply got too much of a commute. So the Grays transferred to the Milan School District, and they're in their first year, and they were pivotal parts of the Schuyler County teams last year. Schuyler County is actually no longer in this tournament. Here is a three by Katie Mitchell will fall. Brookfield is in their place. As they come around to the stop, here's Katie Pauly. Her shot partially deflected. Milan gets it back. Still a 2-point game as Gray missed the second. A two can tie, three can get Milan to lead. Pauly now drops one off on the left side for Katie Banner, and those were her first points of the night. 7 seconds to go. Sal Shelby has to press, or Milan has to press on. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. O'Neill across the timeline, has to get up, gets it off in time, cannot beat the buzzer. 28 apiece after a 19 apiece first half. Quarter number four is coming up on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Apiece, and Milan with the ball. South Shelby draws the turnover, however, off the inbound. It's Meredith O'Neill that takes it. Now over to Mays, and it will be Milan ball as Mays tried to deflect it off the shin of Jordan Gray. Could not do that in time. So it's Tally to her younger sister, Jordan. Now back up top here to Courtney McCollum. Tries to pivot. Rolls one out to the right side for Kenny Pauly, who's been held pointless here in the second half, and she beats one in to Banner. And Milan back up top for the first time since midway through the second quarter. 30-28. They show partial press. O'Neill off the right side. Over to Mays. Plays catch with O'Neill. Mays. Mitchell for the lead, and three is too shy. Gets her own rebound, takes it to the left side. Now back up top. O'Neill resets the South Shelby offense. Trying to get a partial screen through Wood, right side from Mays. Now opposite side for Mitchell. Trying to attack the lane, doesn't do so. Now O'Neill takes it, left side. O'Neill to the right now. Bounce pass, no look to Wood. Finds Mays, two on her. Back out to O'Neill, stolen away there by Tally Gray. Last one ahead for McCollum, trying to grab it in stride, and a little bit of an awkward toss for McCollum to corral in, and they say it was last touched by the Ladybirds, so Milan gets it back. From the right corner, here is Pauly. Pauly has to get off. 1 second. Boy, it's a 5 second count. They come all the way up top to McCollum. To the right side, now here is Sally back out to McCollum, almost runs into Jordan, and now they will come to the left side. Moving screen, going to get called on the Lady Birds as Pauly tried to take to the left. And that'll be Mallory Woods' first foul for the Lady Birds. Pauly to take it to the right, and now here is Sally Gray, falls to the floor, and South Shelby gets the turnover. O'Neill with some speed up the left side. Has made sound baseline she wants. Comes back over to Wood. Wood, the main. Guarded by Jordan. Now catch and release. O'Neill, the three and the lead. No go. Offensive rebound. South Shelby having a strong evening off the boards. Here's O'Neill again. To Mitchell from the right side. Now trying to feed Mays on the inside, off the baseline, and a reaching foul called on Jordan Gray, and that is her fourth foul. She's been stagnant on the defensive side, and she is going to check out. Castro back into the game. Left side, Mitchell, three and a lead, bounces in. Looked a little strong, but the rim was a threat. She has 11 points. Castro the answer, and that doesn't go, and Salcedo gets the rebound. O'Neal, 3-on-1, left side, Wood from the baseline, take it out of the left wing for Mitchell, and a reaching foul looks like it's going to get called, and I think this is going to go on Tally Gray, and that is going to go on her, her third. Mitchell will take it for the Ladybirds. Goes through a double team, almost loses control. O'Neal there to bail her out from the top of the key. Now she'll just take it. Pulls up in front of two. Trying to get her own rebound. Not bad for the 5-2 senior. Now over to Mitchell. Back to O'Neal. Plays catch. Mitchell from the right side. As Milan tries to execute some sort of trap. Now here's O'Neal. Trying to take it to the left corner, realizes she can't go there with two on her. Back to Mitchell on the right side, down baseline, Mays. Wood to the bucket. Her two extends the South Shelby lead. Three-point game. Pauly from the top. From the high post now, through the middle, kick out. Left side, McCollum for three, and the tie. Too strong. And it's a rebound by Rademeyer. I think we're at the point of the game with South Shelby in the lead. They're going to slow down the possession.
I think it'd be smart because some of these, some erratic passes, some just kind of untamed play, and if they slow things down, only take smart shots.
Like that one there from O'Neal, just didn't go.
It was a good one, just didn't fall. But just slow things down and try to contain this Milan offensive run.
Left side, McCollum looking for a three, air ball. About a good 2 or 3 feet shy, and easy rebound from Meredith O'Neal and the Lady Bird. She'll try and go coast to coast. Draws the foul, gets the bucket. What a move cut inside by Meredith O'Neal. And they can make this a 6-point game as she hits the end one.
That was a tough shot to take and put it right in. And be really impressed if she convert this right after that. It's a tough shot.
Pair of subs come in for the Lady Cats. It is Jordan Gray, who again has four fouls. And we see Emma Dobin in for the Lady Birds. This to make it a 6-point game, and one on its way by O'Neal. And that is 2-to-left. Jordan Gray on the rebound. Pauly takes it. Held pointless again. She'll hit the NBA three from the top, and that will not go. Gets her own rebound. From the top, Pauly has space. Tacks the rim and a little too shy. And it will be Dobin that takes it. And a pushing foul called on the Lady Cats. That's the 7th foul by Milan. And it's going to result in a 1-on-1. They're going to get the foul on Pauly. That is her second. The freshman, Dobin. 2 for 4. Hits the front end. This can make this a 3-possession game on this shot, and that is good. Close games have been something the Lady Birds have been trying to finish. And Pauly got tripped up in transition. That's the 6th foul by the Lady Birds. And after what was a relatively clean first half on the foul side, it's been anything but that here in this second. And it is going to be Jordan Gray that tries to grab it. Punched it out by Dobin. So it'll be Castro that takes it. From the top, goes over to Sally. Sally from the top to keep Milan down by 7. Castro, need the 3, right side. Doesn't fall, and it's an offensive rebound. Needed one by the Lady Cats. Jordan Gray attacks too high off the window. And O'Neal slows it down for the Lady Birds. She'll take it onto the right wing, now outside. Mitchell, is this the dagger? No, it's not. And it is going to be Banner on the Rebound for the Lady Cats. Now here is Colum and falling to the floor. Katie Mitchell, she tried to get in front of that, and she'll pick up her third foul. And that's a seventh foul, so 1-1 coming up here for Katie Pauley. Front end of a 1-1. This is to make this a two-possession game. This is O'Neill the rebound. O'Neill, right side from May. Now they'll try and feed it over to Wood. Can't do so, and another foul called as South Shelby tried to get a turnover. They're 1-1, and this foul will go. Kelly Rademeyer. Castro, 1-1, hits the first. Second shot on its way. Shy, but offensive rebound by Jordan Gray, and she gets the two to drop. And a timeout called. Big offensive board there.
Yeah, it was big. And the thing with this, that the South Shelby team has done so well in this fourth quarter is they've gotten enough separation, and anytime Milan seems like they're starting to get back into it, they just stop them in their tracks and trying to get momentum both ways, one way or the other. But it'll be interesting, as you said, South Shelby is wanting to close out games on a positive note. And with this last 244, only up by four, it'll be interesting to see what they do.
They lost a pretty close one to New Bloomfield in their last game, 45-41 at the Holiday Shootout a couple weeks ago at the Moberly Area Community College Fitzsimmons Shot Arena. Turnover by the Milan Lady Cats. A two will fall. And it is going to be Pauley that grabs it and tried to get the layup. She'll go to the line, and this is going to result in two shots as it's a shooting foul. Fourth one on Katie Mitchell again. Based on the math, according to Austin's math, for what it's worth,
it's not worth much, just let that be known.
If South Shelby proceeds to win, that means we have a three-way tie in pool play. By the tiebreakers, you believe Marceline will be the one heading for the championship game. If Milan wins, it's them. No disputing. And we'll get a timeout by Luke O'Loughlin and the Lady Birds as Rademeyer could not escape the Milan press. And this will be a full timeout. We'll do it as well. 2:31 to go in the fourth quarter on CrestCentralMoFo.com. 37 South Shelby, Milan 35.
At Heinz Body Shop in Shavana, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Hines. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Heinz Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Heinz Body Shop in Shavana. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Off the inbound, it is Katie Pauley to flex off the shin. Oh, Pauley, I should say. And it is Mallory Wood that will take it, trying to feed it to O'Neill in stride. And that is going to be deflected out by the Lady Cats. O'Neill wanting that to be a little more of a lob shot, or lob pass. Wood, will they do it again? This time they go bounce pass. This time too far out of the reach, and O'Neill goes sliding in, trying to steal it away, and she bumps Jordan Gray in the process. And
tough break. It was a good shot. Can tie it up. It was a good effort, but just unfortunate to pick up a foul in that situation.
That is O'Neill's first. Jordan Gray, 1-for-2 from the line. Again, she has 4 fouls and makes it a 1-point game. Second shot to tie it up at 37 apiece. On its way, thought she had it. A little too strong offensive rebound. Katie Pauley takes to the right side. Now to the baseline. Tax in, bounces it off. Diane Mays, Mylan keeps it. Gets a high five from her teammate, Jordan Gray. Pauley right under the South Shelby bucket. To Jordan. The 2 in the lead are off the front of the rim. Rebounded by O'Neill and the Lady Birds. Does Mylan show press? They do not. O'Neill charges up the floor to the right side. Goes around Mays. Now comes over to the high post for Diane Mays. Now stolen away by Pauley as they tried to get it to Mitchell. Pauley from the right side. Sidestep baseline jumper is no go. And a reaching foul called on the opposite side of the bucket as O'Neill grabs the rebound. She'll go to the line. That's the 4th foul on Tally Gray. And it's also a double bonus. Or check that. Still 1-1. Double bonus goes to Mylan. That's only the 8th foul for the Lady Cats. Run in. Good for Meredith O'Neill. She's leading all scorers with a total of 14. Second shot coming for the 5'2 senior. 3-time state cross-country track qualifier, I should say, in distance. And she does not hit the second. 2-point lead. Minute 50 to go here in the game. Again, a South Shelby win. In all likelihood, Marceline then qualifies for the championship game. And as a result, depending on the margin, it'll depend on who will be in the 5th and the 3rd. We'll do the final tally on that in just a moment. And a foul call as O'Neill goes all the way up. Looks like it is Katie Pauley that will be the guilty party. And South Shelby can make this a 2-possession game if O'Neill can hit both. One for three. Now 2-for-4. She'll try to hit the second. We're 92 seconds to go in the game. It's on its way. And good. You can hear a pin drop here at the Marceline High School gym. Here is Tally Gray now over to Pauley. Pauley trying to find Jordan Gray. Instead, it is Pauley that will take it herself. And now Tally for a 1-point margin, and she will hit it. Timeout called by Nathan Simler and the Mylan Lady Cats. 30-second timeout. Minute 13 to go in this contest. What are you doing here if you're the Lady Cats?
You know, for the Lady Cats, really, it's just they've done really good in this last couple minute stretch of their full court pressure. I would just try to get a turnover with that full court pressure. Obviously, you're not in a situation right now where you need to foul, but defensively, they've kind of stepped it up in these last few minutes. Run with that and see what you can do.
Luke O'Loughlin trying to draw something up for the Lady Birds on the defensive side as they're looking to go back to .500 on the season, 6-6.
And I think with that, if you're South Shelby, you also want to make sure you control possession of the ball. Don't force any turnovers. Just be smart with possession.
Press shown by the Lady Cats. O'Neill gets through it off the right side. Now to Mays. When does Mylan foul? Minute to go. And it is bounced off the shin of Wood. Back to the Lady Cats. They draw the turnover off the feed. And now Will the Ladybirds try and press? They do. Here's Evelyn Castro. Gets across the sideline as Sal Shelby backs off on it. 50 seconds to go. Will it be Milan or Marceline going to the championship game? Milan gets in with a win. Marceline gets in with a Sal Shelby win. And going to the line for two is Gray. O'Neill gets the foul. First shot. Good. The sophomore, Jordan Gray. One shot away from tying it up. Spins the ball on its way. Too strong. Offensive rebound once again. Molly coming up with some key ones now. Gray for the lead. Stops the key. Won't fall. And it's going to be last touch by the Ladybirds. Castro deflected it off of Shin. Coming right down to the end. Pauly off the face of Sally Gray and into the hands of the Ladybirds. It's O'Neill. Mays gets a partial screen so they can get across. Now Wood. They will hold for it. And now they finally foul, and that is going to be the fifth and final foul, I believe, by Jordan Gray. Actually, no, they gave it to Castro. She was in the vicinity. But now it's a double bonus here for the Ladybirds. The first shot by O'Neill is true. She's hit her last three. And this is probably the most important one. I think they put the number on the wrong side of the board. Second shot is good. 42-39. That looked incorrect for a second. And now turnover. Off the pass. It is Mitchell now to O'Neill. 16 seconds. Can the Ladybirds run the clock out? And Molly sideswipes O'Neill there. And this could potentially ice it. What a win would this be for the South Shelby Ladybirds.
Especially coming off a 9-point loss to Marceline. If you could rebound with a win like this against Milan, you'd lop your momentum.
First shot, and you can hear the lady on the left side knew it as soon as she came in, or as soon as the shot went, and they're going to call a timeout as well in the process. With 15.3. So with that said, right now we have a 4-point lead for the Lady Bird. So with that said, if the score were to hold up, Marceline would be your team that would be in the championship side in Pool B, or in the championship game in Pool B. And you do a little bit of math. So they are up by 4. So South Shelby's differential will turn to minus 5. And Milan would be at minus 1. So even if South Shelby wins, they would still end up, if this were the margin, they would still end up being in the fifth place game. They want to play for a little higher trophy. They need to extend that margin a little bit. Here's the second shot by O'Neill. And hit. 12 seconds to go. Does Milan have a comeback? And Pauly can't drop it. And trying to run out the clock. And O'Neill will do just that. The Ladybirds defeat the Milan Lady Cats 44-39. A fun battle. A little bit of an offensive struggle between the two teams, but it was definitely a fun one.
Yeah, specifically right at the beginning, just teams feeling each other out, but they kind of opened up a little bit in the second half. And again, a really impressive win by South Shelby. The Milan has a really good team, and South Shelby, like you said, they'll still play for fifth, but they're going to come into that fifth place game with a lot of momentum.
So with that said, we have one final item of business, and that is nominate our outstanding player of the game, and that is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. We're going to give it to Meredith O'Neill with a game-high 20 points next for the South Shelby Ladybirds, and the fifth-seed Ladybirds knock off the second-seeded Milan Ladycats. So with that said, with everyone in Pool B and a 1-1 and win-loss record, we take a look at the final pool standings. Marceline will play in the championship game now with their plus-minus differential of being a plus-6. Milan will play in the third-place game tomorrow with a minus-1 differential, and then the Ladybirds will be in the fifth-place game despite getting the win with the minus-5 point differential. Coming up next, it is undefeated Milan versus winless Marceline on the boys' side. We'll set that up coming up in just a moment on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Whether it's screen print, heat press, transfer, window cling, or wall vinyl art, Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence can fill your order. From special design shirts to personal bling, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. Joyce's has a large inventory of shirts, jackets, and hats, as well as promotional items in stock to choose from. And Joyce's is your UPS drop-off spot. See more at joycesembroidery.com.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Brian Skaggs about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
Join us weekday mornings at Crest from